Why hello everybody and welcome to episode 227 of Extreme Gaming Podcast. Today we're going to be doing a Fallout sort of special because it's everywhere, and on the show we have
Great Gamer 25, and you're looking at Fallout. Look at that, right there behind me.
And he's forgotten to plug his own channel yet again. Hey, it's Trev here, and the Trekway for all your Star Trek goodness.
Hey, my name's Ross Light. You can find me on all good social media platforms underneath the name Ross Light. Also find me on twitch.tv/RossLight.
Right, welcome in, everybody. Welcome in, everybody. Ross, what is going on with your voice? It's very deep today.
Is it?
Finally broke, man. Took him long enough.
Yeah, he's finally reached the mental capacity.
his voice dropped because a couple of his things dropped.
Oh, what about now?
He's minerals.
How are your plums?
His minerals.
It's crown jewels.
All the minerals.
Right.
Well, that's except you get a lot more headroom now there. I tried to tilt that camera down.
I just want to say, starting off, sorry everybody, there hasn't been a podcast for a couple of weeks. Oh man, it's just been so busy. I've actually been having an absolute nightmare. So, as you all know, I've got my classic Mini, and I broke the crank on it. So that basically cost me $3,500, yeah, which made me skint. And so that got fixed, and the guy that fixed it fixed the crank and broke everything else. So the car came back with loads more issues. So I've been pulling my hair out trying to steal that. And then so I finally get the Mini all running and get all the bits done on that, yeah. And what happens? My actual car turbo blows up, and it sets me back another £2,200. And then, like, the turbo gets fixed on that. My missus drives it out of the garage, and that night the alarm just does not stop going off. I'm driving it with the alarm on like I've robbed it. So I take it back to the garage the next day, and they're like, oh, there's nothing we can do with it. It needs to go back to Renault, and that's my own fault. I know for buying a Renault. I know you're all going to say it, and I already know it. So we go back to the guy again. He goes, it needs to go Renault, or I can just turn the alarm off. So I turn the alarm off, and then my missus is driving it home from the garage, and it starts raining. And then the windscreen wipers start smashing into each other, smashing crap out of each other, and take it back again. He put the windscreen wipers in the wrong place. So I've actually got the car. My cars are working now. Also, I've been helping a friend. One of my good friends has been in a lot of trouble. He's got a warehouse when we do some bus stuff together, and basically he needed to get out. So I've been working there every night. That's why there's been no podcast. That's why I've not been around, and that's why I've not been playing any games. But yeah, so sorry that the podcast hasn't been around for a couple of weeks. It's just been absolutely hectic, but now we're back, and we're cracking on. Like I said, today we are going to be talking mainly about Fallout, all the different Fallouts and the TV show, because obviously the TV show is a massive hit. So yeah, I don't know, let's get on with it. Should we just start talking about the show?
Sure,
why not?
Now, are we going to talk spoilers? A little bit of spoilers?
Well, no. Late spoilers? No spoilers, because a lot of people haven't finished it. We've actually had Ant text in and say, please don't do any spoilers. I'll be watching and listening, and I don't want any spoilers. You don't really need any spoilers.
No spoilers. We'll be on next week for Fallout.
Can I lead it quickly with saying that I think it was the same week or the week after, Fallout 4 was the biggest selling game, pretty much, for that whole week out of all the consoles and PC platform, which is mind-blowing.
Yeah, but I love the way that everybody went back to Fallout 4, because obviously Fallout 4 is not the newest version of the game. It's Fallout... Well, the thing is, Fallout 4, I played that so many times as well, completed everything in that. But Fallout 76 is the new one, and I believe Fallout 76 is currently, in my opinion, is the one to go to, because it has been updated now. It has got a lot of stuff. And it's got multiplayer. I'm not too keen on the multiplayer, the way it works. I was playing it again this weekend with DJ, and we was trying to get our heads around the way the missions work, because it seems to be like you can have up to 24 people in your server or whatever in the game together, but the problem is, if I'm the main person doing the mission, like the captain of the team, you'll follow me around doing my missions.
Yeah, see, that's what I have a problem with, because you're very bossy and I kind of like to do my own stuff as well. So I don't know how that works.
Yeah, so we're a bit early on in that. But anyway, before we get into all the different, because we're going to go through the different types of games and stuff like that. But first thing I want to talk about is the Fallout TV show, which I think every single person absolutely loves, whether you've seen Fallout or not. It's the program is done so well. it's like watching the game. Like, I've not seen, like, you got The Witcher and stuff like that, which obviously was a game and then became TV, and it was along them lines. But I don't know if you lot understand this, like, with Fallout, the TV show, everything that you do in the game is in there, part of the program. Like, when, like, there's a point when someone gets hurt, I don't want to try and get any spoilers away, see, when someone gets hurt, it's like, get a stim pack and they just repair, or some concoctions of drugs repair them, and that's what happens in the game. Like someone gets hurt early on and they're like, get a stim pack. He's like, gets a stim pack, sticks it in, and they just get healed, and it's like really, really cool. So I really did like the way that they've got a lot of stuff from the game in the TV show.
Yep.
Absolutely.
It's pretty funny how they work that in, because everybody just knows that a game, you always have health things, or you take a health potion or something like that. And they just go like, yeah, sure, we have stim packs, and they work.
Yeah, like it's 3D film, like it's actual real life, and then like someone gets their like body smashed up or something, they're like, get a stim pack, stick it in, and then like you hear the noise that you hear in the game.
Yeah.
But I liked the way they also incorporated, you know, the terminals in Fallout the game, where you go to a terminal. Yeah, and this would probably be pretty hard for you, Ross, but the terminals, they have random words all over the screen.
Oh, they were real easy for me, because you didn't need to read with them whatsoever.
You're going to do the trick that I do.
All you need to do is find the pattern, and you click on it, and then you go right through. I never read it. I just found the pattern straight away.
So
I was like,
the way it's supposed to work, it will have, say 5-letter words all over the screen, and they'll all be jumbled up in sort of all sorts of like letters and numbers and stuff like that, and forward slashes and stuff like that. And the way it's meant to work, the way you're supposed to do it, because there's two ways of doing this. There's the real way, and there's my way and your way. And the real way to do it, is, say it's, for an example, say it's got dog, D-O-G, and you click that button, it will say likeness 0 or likeness 1, likeness 2 or likeness 3. Now, when you click it, if it's got likeness 1, it means one of those letters is in the actual other word.
So it's
3D print's messed up.
He's turned it off.
That's what happens for printing on. That's what happens when you come on a podcast 3D printing, you dick.
Right, you weren't paying attention.
He was trying to tell us how good his 3D printer is as well.
But, it's a Fallout 3D printer.
Oh, it's experimentation.
Yeah. So anyway, so say you got dog and it says likeness 1, then you're looking for a letter D, O, or G. So say then it has like 1. You know the letter 1 has got an O in it, same as dog. So you know that 1. So you've got more chance of clicking that one. If it says like likeness 2, then you know it's got a D and an O. I don't know if you lot are following me or not. Like, you all look a bit puzzled. I don't think any of you are even bloody listening.
I'm fine.
I have no idea. I have no idea,
Ross,
whatsoever. I just,
you're allowed to have no idea. We understand you, but Gray, he's got no escape from this. It's like when you go back at school and you go, what did I just say? And he goes, I don't know. But
that's right. So, it's going to have Fallout Day at school.
Yeah, that's the way you're supposed to do it. But little sneaky trick, if you're playing Fallout 4 or Fallout 76, when you click on them words, because obviously there's all random words, you've got to pick the right phrase, you get 4 attempts. So the quickest way to do this, Rosha, is just click random 3 words. And if they're all wrong, you've got 1 attempt. Just press escape. It'll come out. Go back in. Click another random 3 words. Go out. Go back in. You don't have to read them. Just click 3 words until you get the right one.
I don't do that. I just go for the indicator. So there's a different way to do it. There, you basically scroll down until it indicates. It normally has like selection 1. And then the bar will expand out, and when it expands out, that's the right collection there, and you just click on it.
I think you're talking about something different to me.
No, it's hacking into the terminals.
Yeah, where you've got like jumbled of words, and then there's words.
Yeah.
There's a couple ways to do it. Basically, the way I do it is I just scroll down until I get that thing that expands out.
Expands out? What thing expands out?
So there's like a green box around it, and the green box will become, instead of having like 1 green box, you'll have 2 or 3. When it either becomes 2 or 3, you can click it and you get through.
Anyone else done this?
I don't know, but now that he mentions it,
he has lost me here. I don't know. I don't get it.
I have a clue.
I'll have to stream it and like show it off. Well, I need to do a new run of Fallout anyway.
Hinks is also lost as well. Like, we're all lost. I think you're doing something wrong.
You need to a YouTube. No, you need to make a YouTube short on this so we can see it.
Yeah, no worries. I'll make a short.
Because the way to do it is you're meant to be looking for letters and words, and you're meant to be looking for ones with the right amount of words that it shows you.
I've never done that. I've never done either of these methods. I've literally done my own method, and it's worked.
Well, you got lucky. How many have you done one terminal when you got lucky on the first one?
No, I've done like hundreds.
Have you?
Hundreds. Yeah, I've got like. Do you know how you have to get fusion cores? I have to unlock a door with a terminal. My fusion core count's like 950 at the moment.
How? You cheating, man?
Cool.
I'm not cheating.
It's an exploit.
He is. He's doing something. I don't believe him because I always run out of fusion cores.
Yeah. No, I
what Fallout are you talking about?
4.
Yeah, well, I'm talking about 76.
Oh, I've never played 76.
Well, we're talking about.
He's
all
talking
the games.
About someone else's eventually. Dick, man.
Well, it's okay. It's fair. It's fair game. It's fair game.
By the way, spoiler for Fallout: there's nukes in it.
If you're playing
spoiler.
Fallout 4, why are you not playing it in VR?
Because it's terrible in VR.
No, it's not. It's alright.
No, it's real bad in VR.
I played it in VR. It was alright.
I'm tempted to try that because I've got the VR headset. You have to pay a separate separate amount for the VR version. It's not thrown in for free, I don't think.
I got it for free.
Oh, which version of the VR are you talking about? Are you talking about the
Fallout 4 VR? The actual official game.
The official
but it's
game.
Got mixed,
it's made
it's
for...
Got mixed, it's,
they re-brought the game out in VR.
But it's got mixed reviews, man. It's apparently pretty janky.
That one's terrible, but the homebrew one where you literally just take the game itself and make that into VR and then have the same type of hand tracking models is all right.
Maybe. Right, anyway. So, in the terminals, they had them in the actual TV program. And they were just the same. And they looked really, really good in the game. And he's like clicking the words, which I thought, oh, that's pretty cool. What did you think about the characters and the fact that it's them three characters and them three backgrounds? But the thing is, you lot haven't really played the game that much, have you?
No, that's the problem. I've not played it nowhere near enough, man. I played out Fallout 4 a bit and Fallout 76.
That must be really horrible, like watching a program, not knowing what's going on.
No, actually,
I knew what was going on. I played enough of it.
I enjoyed it. I enjoyed going into the to the series not knowing much about the universe, but I knew enough because you guys would always talk about it, and I got a feel for the game, so it was actually refreshing to have it the other way about.
So you started playing Fallout 76 recently, didn't you?
Again, I was up to a good level before, and then I stopped because that was on the Steam version. This was the whole thing when Nick and I and all that were trying to get a game together, because if you have a Steam version... And the Game Pass version, you can't play together. So
you can.
We thought, screw it. What?
You can't.
Now you
that.
Tell me.
No. So last week, what happened was me and Hans, we was online because basically what happened is Fallout TV show came out. Everybody went back to Fallout. A lot of people went back to Fallout 4 first. And Whitey says, Nick, I thought you always said Fallout 4 was terrible. I did think it was a bit bad. It's only better because it's single player and it's designed for single player. But 76, I'm not going to lie, 76 was bad when it came out, but 76 is actually pretty good now because all the bugs in that are mainly fixed. And the thing with 76 now is there's a continuous amount of stuff to do. So it's got seasons and passes and shops and all this stuff that if you've completed every single mission in the game, you've still got dailies, monthlies, weeklies to do, and you can unlock stuff as you go. So it's just a continuous Fallout, basically. Which is pretty good. But now I forgot what I was saying to the point before because it cut me off.
Terminals.
Terminals in the game.
Yeah, we're after the terminals.
TV show,
well, how it's good. I can say a little bit about how people haven't played it that much.
Oh, so I was saying the TV show, what did you think, if you have played the game, or in chat, what did you think about the characters? Because you've got like three different views of three different people. Did you like that? Because... Like, I was trying to explain it to my missus because she's like, who are these people? And I was like, you generally don't know who these people are because it's just characters from the Fallout world that are doing these things. So like the Brotherhood of Steel being in the robot suit and that, like...
different factions.
Yeah, like the different factions. And she's from... A lot of people... Do you know what? It's quite funny because a lot of people that have been watching the TV series that like it only know the game through Fallout Shelter. If you've played Fallout Shelter...
That's actually a really good game. It's a lot better than 76 when it first came out. Fallout Shelter. Like, Fallout Shelter was a game I played for hours and hours on end until I had to, like, put it down because I spent way too much time on it. And
but I did think with the Fallout Shelter, it was really good, but it did get to a point where you played it for, like, long, long time, and then it was like, right, you need to get money in this now to get much better at it. Do you know what I mean?
What I loved about it is just the random people who show up to your vault and it's like, oh, that's a murderer, maybe killer. Yeah. Let him into the vault? Yeah, why not? You go and do the guard and then you'll be fine at it. You won't rebel, will you?
But it was pretty good because it was like, if you haven't
played that in the TV show too.
Yeah, but if you haven't seen Fallout, so basically Fallout Shelter was very much like the TV show, how then people come into the vault and stuff like that. And I won't go into too many spoilers on it. It was pretty much like that. In Fallout Shelter, people just turn up at your door and you can let them in or not. And if you let them in, they might come in and just be raiders and then they start killing everybody. And then you're like, you're trying to move your weapons around all the people to get the ones that are good at fighting to go and kill them. Or it could be that you're going on a mission and there's rad roaches everywhere or something like that. But Fallout Shelter was basically, do you remember like Sim Tower? Does anyone remember Sim Tower?
Yeah.
It was sort of like that, but in a Fallout Shelter. So you've got like a 2D, you've got the mud, and then your shelter's there. You start off with one floor and you'll build like a power you build different rooms. And then as you go down, you go down deeper and you make more rooms and you unlock more rooms as you go to make. Pretty good. And I actually think there was a lot of stuff from Fallout Shelter which was actually visible in the game. Why are you lot so quiet tonight, man? Why are you just like, you're both looking around like, what's going on?
Oh, I'm no. Agreeing.
What is going on?
So you want to know a little bit about the TV show? Want to know a little bit about the TV show? The good news?
Daydreaming together.
No, I was waiting for Great Address because normally they cut me off when I start speaking. I was like, I'll let them go first. What are you talking about? What? Shut up, Ross. What?
Trev, where's your camera gone?
Oh, he's too busy printing.
I'm just fixing this printer thing. I'll be back in a sec.
So you want to know a little bit about the TV show? Sure you
Just quickly, before you do that, Jamma says Fallout Shelter was fun. Never played the actual Fallout, but enjoyed Shelter. Jammer, how have you never played Fallout, man? You're a proper gamer. Surely you've played one of these games.
Surely you've played one of the days. Fallouts. Like in the old Fallouts.
They should bring out, especially for Jammer, Fallout first-person shooter.
Ooh, yeah, there you go.
No, like CSGO, but with Fallout World.
Yeah, CS Fallout.
I think there's a mod for that. Oh, by the way, update on Fallout London, by the way. Because Fallout 4 and a couple
that comes later.
Fallout, is that?
Didn't you read the notes? It comes later in the notes.
But he can't see the notes, can he?
I can.
Oh, you can't see that. It is on the notes, though. We're going to
Anyway, Timoni, thank you for that Prime sub, man. 12 months. I really appreciate it, dude. And Irish Guardian, thank you for that sub as well. Really appreciate that, dude. I'm sorry I haven't been around for everybody lately. I've just been too busy, but I'm going to be back.
But as long as you started it, Russ, go ahead. Fallout 4.
Yeah.
Game Fallout 4.
Yeah. You're not enough to... Everyone looks so confused tonight. I don't know what's going on. Is something, going on with you three that I don't know about?
It's been a few weeks.
We didn't know it was coming up.
Are you three texting each other? Or I'm not in the chat.
No, we don't know. It's been a few weeks.
Because what happened recently, people, was I tried to have a serious chat about the podcast with these idiots. And what actually was going on was a group that I'm not in, they decided, whilst I was talking, they'll just send boob pics to each other.
Oh, yeah. Blame Hans for that.
Is this true or false?
Hansy.
Yes, Andy. Blame Hans for that.
Perverts.
Yes Hans. Yeah. But anyway, why don't I mention a little something about the TV show, no spoilers, and then we can move on to whatever other subject, since that's what we're talking about.
Okay, Dad.
The quick thing I just was going to say is within the first week, after the first week it dropped, they already renewed season 2. So it didn't take long at all. Apparently it's the top 3 shows that Amazon has ever done. Ever
really?
Done.
What's the other 2?
Top 3. It didn't say in the article. Now that's according to Amazon. Amazon could be cooking the books along some of those numbers, but I think they're probably pretty accurate. My guess would be, if I had to guess what one of the other ones was, it would be Reacher, because Reacher does really well on that station. So I mean on Amazon. So but to have the top 3 ever in Amazon history, that's pretty darn good.
Hold on. Is that action thing, Jack Reacher?
Yeah.
Never watched it. Is it good?
Yeah, it's really good. It's really good.
Is it just because it's action it's really good, though, or is it?
No, it's just really good, period. It is action, but it's written right after, right with the books.
I thought it reminded me a bit of, like, do you remember 24?
Oh,
yeah, but it's not the same though. Not at all. Really good Bauer. Series, and that's another show that got renewed. The first season, right away. Second season, right away. Third season.
Yeah, so, but you never know. Yeah. They might say it's coming out, and then they just don't. But do you know what I did think was sometimes, like the original Star Wars, sometimes it's the most simplest storylines, and they're very, very basic storylines that give some of the best like stories, if you know what I mean. And in Fallout, the TV show, is such a basic storyline. Like just coming out of the vault, going to find an item, and getting that item, and that's it. Game over, basically. And that's not really a spoiler, is it?
I had a feeling I wasn't sure how Fallout was going to do because some people don't like the idea of being weird. Because I showed this to a friend of mine, and he's not a big fan of this type of movie. And he liked it, but he didn't love it as much as we do. But he did say, he says, that is freaking nuts. He said he couldn't believe what he was seeing. He was sitting there just going, it's totally off bananas.
There's one thing to mention that, for people that don't know, that the Fallout TV show is actually, it is set in the Fallout universe, but it doesn't feature any of the games. It doesn't copy any of their storylines. And that was the head of Bethesda, Todd, that actually said that, which is good because that means they've got an even bigger sandbox to play with, but they're not tied. Their arms are not tied behind their back trying to make this.
Yeah, but the reason why they've done that is, Trev, is because this is what I was explaining. This is no, but it's explaining to Ellen the reason why is because every game you go to, yeah. So say you start out Fallout 3, then with Fallout 4, then with Fallout 76, you're in different vaults with different stories. When you go to Vegas. I think it's Vegas, you're actually a courier. And did you notice, I don't know if you picked up on this, in one of the episodes, it starts off with a different group of people and it's the couriers and they've got like round helmets on with red glasses. So that's the guy from Fallout New Vegas who you play. So it's like they've brought these characters in and my missus was like, surely these people are in the game. And I was like, no, they're not in the game. They're in the game world. But it's every game you play or everything you do is from a different perspective of a different person. Do you know what I mean? So,
yeah, Nick, another thing is if they copied the stories of the games, they would have the same problem as The Last of Us, where they're going to run out of content quick. Yeah. And Fallout 5 won't be ready for years. We'll still get Elder Scrolls 6 to come. So it's better they do what they're doing now, we'll see how we go. So, well, yeah, I'm looking forward.
What I will say about the Fallout TV series that I've seen is I'm glad they went fun and whimsical with it and not so serious and nitty gritty. Like when you watch it, you're like, oh, this is hilarious. Some of the stuff is a bit heavy near
there's plenty of heavy stuff.
Lots of people like it. A lot of people I spoke to like it because it's so gory, because we all thought it was going to come out all soft and like, oh, everyone can watch it, but it didn't. I don't know what the rating is on it as well, but it came out and it's gory, man. Like, it's a little spoiler, but not so much of a spoiler. But just to show you the kind of aggression levels in it, getting stabbed in the eye with a fork. How cool was that scene?
That's going to hurt.
And what I think is even funnier is, though, I guess true to the game in a way, is that when they get hurt, they may not necessarily be that hurt. So after she got the fork in her eye, she's like she's still fighting back with this fork sticking out of her eye.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah, because it's a bit. This is where they've got like the game in there, because it's got that feeling to it that it's serious, but not that serious, because you could just take a stim pack and fix yourself. So they're all like, they're all getting into battle and doing things, and things are happening to them, and then they're just like, you see them in the next scene, and they're all fixed again. You know. Cheers for that sub, the Trekway.
As far as the way the game looked, the movie TV series looked, it was so good because it looked exactly like the game. It felt like the game just lifted off the game and went right into real life.
Was there anything in the TV show for you guys that you couldn't work out, or you couldn't work? You saw something, but you felt like, what part of the game was that?
Yeah. So I said this to Gray before, I think. It doesn't fully understand it to tell you about the ghouls, right?
Yeah.
It tells you a little bit about them, and maybe they're holding off some more to later. It just seemed to be that the main ghoul, Walter Goggins, the actor, brilliant, fantastic. I love the guy. He is born for that role. He's like 200 years old, and at one point, again, this is not a spoiler, he's under the ground and they're feeding him some kind of liquid stuff to keep him going, or like, I think it's to keep him docile.
Yeah.
But we don't know enough about them. How long they live, how easily they can die, they need serums to keep themselves from going nuts. It's...
Yeah, well, one thing is, in the game, you don't really see this. In the game, it's basically you get ghouls, which you can talk to, and they're like radiated and their skin's tearing off and they're normal, yeah? And they're sitting there talking to you and you have missions with them and stuff like that. Or you get feral ghouls, which where if they see you, they just charge at you and they instantly try and attack you. Some of them are conscience. Conscience.
Sentient.
I don't know what the word is.
Conscientious?
I can't think. I've got mind blank. Anyway, some of them like have guns, so they are conscious of what they're doing. And some are just really out there just running after you, like attacking you. And in the game, it didn't really... In the TV show, it didn't really tell you a lot about, like you said, how he got there and stuff like that. But obviously you lot realised that the ghoul is the guy from the beginning.
Yeah, you got that.
Yeah. And basically, his wife... I can't really say because...
You don't want to spoil us, but you're going to go right into it.
Like, guys, what we can say without spoiling it is Walter Goggins does flashbacks a lot to before the war kicked off, right? And he's got kind of two plots in this without spoiling it. And his missus is more than meets the eye, but that's a fantastic angle, right there.
Yeah.
No, it's not.
Not really a spoiler, because even at the end, you still don't know where and what and how. It's just giving you open-ended storylines for you to make up yourself until another program comes out, basically. But what you see at the beginning is he's in the ground and he's got like these chemicals going into him, and you don't really know until later on in the show. You're just there going all the time, why, how, what's he there for, why, where's his connection? Where's his connection to the beginning though? Like, it doesn't really tell you.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's to keep him not turning bad, basically, into a feral ghoul. So he's going around a wasteland, and he's obviously trying to look for something, and he's also trying to look for these vials of chemicals which keep him sane, basically, and not turning bad. And they bury him. They pick him up at the beginning, and he comes back after so many years.
Do you know why they picked him up, though? It was to use him for a job.
Yeah.
Because he's a bounty hunter, but then he's obviously, I'm going to turn on you guys.
Yeah, because he's a crack shot. Like, if you see him in the beginning when he's normal and it's back before the bombs dropped, he's like...
He was an actor.
Yeah, he was the best shot. So that was pretty cool.
He's had 200 years to keep practicing, so he's real good.
Well, he's been in a hole, so...
He's been a bounty hunter. So my guess is from what the story said is that they've brought him up several times to go and do contracts.
I found out that the ghouls, right, this is Fallout lore, and that means it's applicable to the TV show because it's the same kind of universe, that ghouls don't live forever. They're not immortal, but they can live a bloody long time. And like you say, Nick said, if they don't have the vials to keep them kind of normal-ish, normal, then they turn into the feral ghouls that Gray was talking about.
Yeah, but I don't remember that happening in any of the games. It was just either you saw them normal people or you saw them as feral ghouls and you'd kill them straight away. But in this, I did feel like in a TV show, they could have given you a bit more detail of, for people that haven't played the game, more detail of what he is and why he's there. Because for you, Trevor, it was probably like, well, what is this dude? Why does he look like Freddy Krueger? What's going on with him? You sort of put two and two together and realise he's irradiated.
I know enough about him. So when I saw him, there wasn't many things that I didn't get because I played enough. I watched you play enough. I watched other people play enough to know what was going on. But the thing is, what you see in the TV show is canon to the games and vice versa because it's in the same universe. So remember that.
What was another question for you guys? What was your favourite character in the TV show?
The ghoul, hands down.
Oh, yeah, the ghoul
really?
Had to be.
Yeah.
But I mean, Lucy's great as well. All good, Lucy's but,
yeah. Yeah, but he had that sort of feeling, like, you know how Deadpool, like, he does bad things, but he's a good guy. He had that sort of feeling. But did you not think to yourself, like, why is he so evil now? Because he does some really evil stuff to people, and you'd think, but why?
The wasteland and war never changes.
Is he though? We can't spoil it. He's got a reason for doing what he does. He's a, what did he call it, an anti-hero?
Not really. Like, look what he does to the main character.
He's an anti-hero. So he's not all bad.
He's a bounty hunter, first of all. So it's a matter of what you think is good or bad.
But the point I'm getting at is when you see him in the beginning with his wife and kid and stuff like that, he's a nice bloke. He's helping people and like that. when you see him 200 years later as a ghoul, he's relentless. Like, even, like, you can tell that she's a nice person from the vault, and he does bad things to her.
Yeah, right. Well...
So we're going to give it away. We're already giving away chunks of it already.
No, we're not. We're having
nah, it's not too bad. It's not too bad. It's not giving away anything.
If you do want to see total spoilers, watch Grey's Green Room. We spoiled it for 40 minutes.
Yeah. But I tell you what, I really liked it because they actually got like the persona of the people, like the vault dwellers. Yeah. They were, you could tell they're really soft and they were like all goody goody and like they didn't do anything bad and they'll look after each other. And then when you get outside the vault, you can literally see the change in the people, how evil they are. Like they don't care, you know? Yeah. I thought they got that came across really, really well.
And even like the games, as you see what the vaults are all about, it's not always what you think it is, you know, it's a little different.
But the vaults as well, even the vaults looked really, really realistic to like the game.
Yeah.
They were every detail.
Yeah,
was
they
perfect.
Looked every down to the big gear, you know, the big gears and the wheels. And they even showed like a close up of how the gears sat in the
yeah, lock into each other and that, yeah.
Yeah. So you didn't have to show that, but they did. That's what I liked.
But even down to like if you've played the game and you go down into a vault, you'll go into like the side rooms. And they're like they're solid rooms, like little square rooms, like cells. And even them, they were exactly like they were in the game, like the bed, where the stuff was, everything. It just looked so realistic to the game.
Yeah.
But I'm hoping when they bring, because obviously they're bringing in season two, the storyline was very, very basic. I'm wondering, like, how they're going to take the next storyline. Like, is it going to be a continuation?
We know what it's going to be, kind of. At the end.
Well, that's the thing. I feel like for this, the way they've done the TV show, I feel it's more like one of them ones where you think you know what's going to be coming in next, but the next season will probably start with totally different people, totally different stuff, and it won't be till later on that they mingle in with what's happened in the last show, you know?
Well, I think what the reason why they Fallout's going to be so good for TV, assuming that they continue to write well, okay, is the fact they're going to play it with these three characters as far as they can take it, like maybe... whatever, three seasons, four seasons. And then they could easily write another vault story on different vaults in a different area with a different cast, and it could be just as good.
Yeah, see, the problem I think we've got is that the first season went out and it got massive ratings. Now, the problem you get with that is they will put something out. I'm not saying they're going to do this, but what happens sometimes is they put out half-quality product next time, knowing that everybody's going to watch it anyway, and the quality of it goes right downhill. And then that's the end of it. It's like a grab for... Oh.
If we do see it, it'll most likely be early 20... I think probably early 2026. They're saying, no, we're talking about 2026.
Where are you just thinking dates? Where's the time gone? 2026?
Gray and I and Ross, we moan about this stuff all the time with GGR. It's taken them 18 months to 2 years to make a season of only 10 episodes, whereas they used to churn out... Remember back in the day, Nick, 20, 25 episodes...
In a year. Less than a year.
I went back and started watching the whole of the X-Files again.
Oh, God.
Good
luck.
When I watched the first episode, I was like, wow, the quality on this video is terrible. But you very quickly get back into it. And do you know what? It actually is still really good. I'm working through all of them.
Hinks UK has got a good point. They are probably going to start filming at the end of the year. But the problem is it takes them at least 6 months to film it. And then probably several more months for the special effects and stuff. So it'll be the end of 2025, probably early 2026 when it actually hits the screen, which is a joke.
Unless they rush it through.
But they also want to premiere it at the time that they feel is a good time. So that adds time.
You know what's likely to happen, don't you? If they are going to bring out a Fallout 5,
they're going to put Gray in it as a ghoul. No.
He's already a ghoul, isn't he?
You said that in the short of a few weeks ago. I was chuckling so hard. You're like, the game, and it was enshrouded. You went, and there's lots of guys like Gray cutting about in the back. Right, remember that? Obviously, yeah, that's ours. Funny, sorry.
Whitey says I didn't realize the actor that plays Lucy is English.
And neither did I until there was an interview with him on a YouTube video, and I'm going,
her accent's so good.
Does she have an American accent in the program then?
Yeah,
he is American.
I never take notice of anything like that.
Yeah,
people were saying to her, "Your English accent is so great, by the way. Like, how long have you been practicing that for?" It's because she's got a dialect coach. So, I mean, that's respect.
Yeah, so in real life, she's English. She talks all English and
talks American.
Do you know? She's been in a few things. Have you ever seen the movie Churchill?
Nah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I did.
You've seen it. She is the secretary that Churchill shouts at the start. She's like
Young.
She's been in a few other things. Like, she's really, really good. Good, and she's played at least one. She's played Fallout 4. She was talking to the other actors. And you know the Q&As you get. And they're answering all questions. She went, "I know this one. I played Fallout 4, and I was like, you are a legend. I love you even
more." She played the whole game.
You're talented. You're hot. You're a gamer.
Love it.
Do you want?
It's like Cavill when he plays his game. See, now we have another one.
Oh, yeah. He's a super geek, man.
So if her and Cavill get together, have a baby.
Oh, that's an awesome baby. That's best baby ever.
It'll be a Fallout 40K baby.
Yeah. Right.
Or something.
Oh, Fallout 40K. What's the 40K from?
You don't know. Cavill's working on 40K.
Oh, is he?
Warhammer. Yeah.
Right. I was like, why is he bringing up Warhammer?
And guess who's going to have the series?
Amazon.
Right.
Really?
Amazon is letting him do whatever he wants.
Amazon's just grabbing everything.
You're not going to see. You're not going to see a work.
Well, they better bring some good stuff up, because Amazon's about to get sacked from me. I'll tell you that, because it's out of order when I pay how much ever I do for them for a month, and they put adverts on my films anyway.
First of all, with Reacher and now with Fallout, they're doing quite well, so they're pretty happy about
that. And you have
to
pay for delivery now as well.
And then when Cavill delivers 40K eventually in another couple of years, that's going to be great too.
Don't you think it's funny how the film market got massive? The gaming market overtook the film market, and now the film market's using the games to make their film market big.
Yep.
Yeah, you know why? Yeah. We know this thing. We could rant about this for ages. Hollywood,
and the games are going down again.
Hold on, I didn't hear that, Trev, because Gray just spoke over you.
I know. I'll slap him when I see him next. We've talked about this for a long time. Hollywood have ran out of ideas for a long time. Hence why you get the remakes of movies. Hence why you get such and such part 4 or 5, you know, whatever.
Yeah, I don't think it's running out.
But now they're taken from the games. And the thing is, they should have done this ages ago, because there's some brilliant... You think about a game, Nick, right? The amount of money it takes to make it. If you're talking about the AAA PlayStation titles, they easily spend $200 million on them and spend 5-6 years making them, right? If you think of a movie... Yeah, it doesn't take that long to make, but it takes about the same kind of money. So a game of that level, like a story-driven game, is going to cost a lot of money to make, isn't it? So it's a kind of movie in its own right. So it's madness not to take from the games, the universe, and make something out of it. And that's what Fallout's done. They've done a great job doing it.
But do you know what I believe here? And this is purely my own view, is I think the best films ever made were in the 80s, yeah? And in the 80s, they were all made, yeah, proper. They was there with dummies and, like, teddies and, like, the monsters were real made things, which, like, if you look at Jaws, it was a massive shark that they made. Do you know what I mean? And the thing is, they didn't have the production and the editing skills that they do now. But I can tell you this now, the 80s films, you don't get that feeling anymore of what you did in an 80s film.
Nostalgia.
I think... It's not even the nostalgia. The nostalgia comes because them films pulled you in so bad. Like, if you think of Back to the Future, Jaws, E.T., all of these sort of films, The Goonies, they were all like, they weren't major.
Hey, you guys.
Mama's like been bad.
You Goonies!
I didn't like it. I thought it was weird when I watched it. I was just like...
Right, you can just piss off right now. Get him out of here. Take him out. Someone drag him away. Doesn't know what the Goonies is about. You never seen the Goonies?
I know what it is. I've never seen it, but I know what it is.
Oh, my God. Go and watch the Goonies.
I will watch it at some point, because you keep doing that saying all the time. And you used to talk about how you and your kids talk to each other with the Goonies voices.
If I go for a walk in a park, like, miles away from, like, nowhere. So I was at the Devil's Punch Bowl recently. And it's like
what
a massive...
What the hell is that?
It's like a massive, like, valley, but with no water in it. So it's called the Devil's Punch Bowl, because he's meant to have, like, punched it out. And all around it is all trees. It's like in the middle of nowhere, there's no roads near it and stuff. There is roads near it, but you can walk for miles in greenery. But it's a massive valley. So if my kids go off into the distance, I'll just shout out, "Hey, you guys!" And then somewhere across the other side of the valley, you'll hear... Mama's been bad, because that's what happens in the film. And we do it in my house and other stuff.
Is that your favorite movie of the 80s then? Mine has got to be The Running Man. The Running Man was an 80s,
Whitey
wasn't
knows,
it?
I remember that. Andy, yeah. You goonie.
Talking about the Running Man with Schwarzenegger, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's time to start running.
But even that, look at that. Look at that film. You actually feel that film when you watch it. You get stuck into it. You get stuck on it. I think it's because nowadays they're doing so much like green screen, AI, and the editing is all so perfect. It doesn't give you that like excitement feel that you got from the old films. Do you know what I mean? The old films, it was effort that went into it.
They've run out of ideas, Nick. That's probably why the 80s was so great. And then I've got loads of ideas. Decent as well.
All they got to do is come into this little brain. There'll be all sorts in there.
It really depends on the people that are creating the movie, as always, because the CGI.
You need to give them some acid and let them write.
There you go. The CGI and the AI, for instance, like in the Godzilla movies, is outstanding. I mean,
I've never watched a Godzilla movie. It doesn't impress me at all. I've got no reason to
really
watch
good.
It.
Well, then going back to what I was mentioning on my program. When you go back and look at a show called Masters of the Air, which is a total historic program.
Remember the '80s Masters of the Universe?
But they had to make everything realistic to what it looked like for real in World War II. And I have never seen better CGI in my life.
How do you know? Good. Was you in World War II?
I saw B-19s. Years ago, they were parked over here, all old World
you
War
was
II.
In World War II, weren't you?
You've been a busy guy, man. You've been enshrouded. You've been enshrouded. You've been in World War II, man. You're just all over the place.
There was a veteran.
Loads of pictures of grey in different environments.
Please do that. Put it in the Discord, please.
They had a veteran. This is going back 10 years now. He was a flyer of the B-19s in the missions, right? And he's an old guy sitting on a chair. Oh my God, the stories you get here from this guy.
Is that the same one from Masters of the Air? Gray, the same planes, yeah.
Yes. Oh yeah.
Pink
says
they're B-17s.
I got to go on. Sorry, B-17s. I got to go.
Look, he's just gone on that much about it. He's got the wrong bloody plane.
Sorry. But the point is, I got to go on the plane. I thought they wouldn't let us go on the plane. They go like, "Yeah, you can get on." And I'm like, really? So I sit there and I crawl into the plane. And wow. And once you get into the plane and you start realizing what they...
I'm surprised you fit in there. Through,
it wasn't easy.
I can't believe it. Because I can't believe it. I keep saying this every podcast.
Oh, he's Gray, tall, not fat.
He's actually pretty tall. He's 6 foot. Oh, Gray. I thought he was like Yoda. I just imagined. Have you seen the Yellow Brick Road when they're talking to like the wizard and he's behind the curtain and he's a big scary voice and they're like, come out, come out. And all of a sudden this little dude just comes like waddling out. That's how I expected Gray when I meet him.
You're great.
Well, Mercy just said he was in Norfolk and he saw the U.S. bases there. But the plane, they let me get on it. And I was going like, how did they do this, man? I walked into the gunner cage. And I'm sitting there going like, you got to be kidding me.
Did you do it, Gray? Did you grab the thing? Take it, you goddamn
nerd. Nothing to shoot, but, it was cool.
So that's just crazy.
Totally off topic. My daughter's just got back from over there in Florida.
Yeah, I remember you were telling me.
She was at the space station. She went all around the space station.
She went to the Space Center, you mean?
Yep.
The Space Station.
Yeah, she wasn't in Space Station, dude.
Went up there. Went all the way up there.
Can you see they would have launched your daughter into space? You're going like, what?
Right. I've been to the Kennedy Space Center. I've been there a couple of years ago. I'm going to go back to Florida in a year or two. I'm taking Grader because he's never been.
Brilliant. Well, it's amazing. Where she went,
it's amazing.
She went there with cadets and the RAF. And basically, she got a once-in-a-lifetime trip where she gets to go in and see the rockets and stuff like that where no people are allowed to go. So she got a proper private tour.
She got to see a bunch of rockets. She could have done that in the household, no?
I don't know. Right, anyway, let's get back to Fallout. We've gone miles off topic.
It's called tangents. We're good at that.
Any more you want to talk about the show, or are we going back on to like other stuff to do with it?
Oh, there's one thing I do want to bring up about the show that this isn't really a spoiler, but some people might not.
You ain't going to come out saying something like Star Citizen where you go, it's not a real TV show or not a real game or anything, are you?
No, this TV show adaptation of a game is actually a good one, unlike Halo, which is terrible, by the way. the Halo one was
because
terrible.
Halo's terrible. They're trying to copy it.
No, Halo's beautiful. You be quiet now.
It's not even a real game.
I will fight you on this so hard, but I'm not gonna take the bait right now. I'm gonna talk about this really cool thing in the TV show that some people might not have picked up on. In the first scene, when you see the ghoul, the weapon they use is the trash compactor thing.
Yeah, so yeah, in a baby's arm.
Yeah, it's a specialized weapon that you can get in game, which is a legendary weapon. And basically, you chuck anything into it to fire into people's heads. So if you've got a lamppost, you can pop it in there and fire a lamppost at someone's head. You can fire a lampshade.
Yeah, so it fires all the junk items in game.
Yeah.
And you'll notice in the show.
It's like a massive shotgun that'll shoot anything.
Yeah, but you'll notice in the show, a lot of people didn't pick up on it, but it's a doll's arm and it gets stuck in them as it hits.
Yeah, I saw that. It was great. It came at just the right speed.
Yeah, that was pretty good. I'm glad you brought it up. That was a good point. Anything else, or we're going to start talking about the different games?
Yeah, the games. It's a gaming podcast.
So let's move out. First up, with Fallout 76. So I went back to Fallout 76 because obviously the TV show came out. Everybody in the podcast, in the world, all went back to Fallout 4 and Fallout 76 to start playing it, and it went really high up on the ratings. Now, we picked Fallout 76 because it's multiplayer. And we went back and we looked at the game, and there was a lot of people saying, oh, should we all get onto this game? Because the Discord gaming in general has been a bit dead recently. There's not any new games coming out. There's nothing really multiplayer. It's been a bit stagnant. So everybody was like, look, I got loads of messages saying, if you get Fallout 76 up, we'll all jump in. So then me and Hans got on, and you got one. The first problem you come across is it's on Xbox Game Pass now, and it's on Steam, and you can get it through Prime for free. Now, the issue with this is they're different. You can link into the same game if you're playing on a normal server. But if you want to do worlds or anything like that, which is custom servers, you can't. So basically, we went back and we tried it and we got into a game. One of us was on Steam, one of us was on Xbox. Now, even though my game is really far gone, I'm like level 70, 65 or something like that on Fallout 76 on my Steam version. The one thing that I love, and which is what I said to Ross, is basically you can get the achievements on the game if you go onto Xbox, which is a nice feature, I feel like. And it's enough to make me want to go back and start the game again. So I started a whole new game, and just after you do the tutorial, they actually give you 20 levels for free. So you go to level 21 straight away. So
which why?
I don't know. I think it's to try and boost you up to get you further into the game quicker. So when I saw it, I was quite shocked. He says, do you want this advanced one or do you want this one? And I was like, oh, I don't know what they're talking about. And then I realized it was levels. So I clicked that. Right. I went straight to level 21. So you could unlock more stuff. Started playing the game, really enjoyed it. I like the fact that there's always something different to do. Every day there's new missions and stuff like that to do. First problem you come across, straight away, you notice that the graphics are terrible and the frame rates are terrible.
Oh, yeah.
So, what we did is, me and Hans tested it. Was it you that put the link in, Trev, into the Discord?
Yeah, there's a to sort the frame rate.
So, there's a link in the Discord, and it's very, very simple. You basically just open up a certain file, and then where VSync is, you basically put a 0 to 1, press save, go back in the game, turn your graphics up to max, and it unlimits your frame rate, so you can have so many frames. Now, once you go back to it, it's so nice. The game looks really, really good when it's got the full graphics and the full frame rate. Now, my monitor's 100 hertz, yeah? And I was obviously getting way over that in frames because it's an older game. And I kept getting this thing where I don't know if any of you was there when I was playing, but my character kept getting frozen. And I was like, what is going on with the servers? I was like, what's going on with the servers? I keep getting frozen. I can't move. And I'd move for a couple of minutes. Then I'd stop again. I would just be like turning around. I couldn't move. Anyway, I've done a bit of research on it, and what it is, if you don't cap your frame rate, your frames go so high, there's no buffer, that the game freezes up because there's too many frames being thrown at it. So what you have to do at that point, it's all still very, very simple fix, is you just go into your NVIDIA control panel, you click on the bit where you can go to a program individually, you go to that program, cheers for them bits, Gray, you go to that program, and then you can buffer the frames to be 100 frames. So, and then you go back in the game, no problems. Completely smooth. Graphics are amazing. And then, so I've got in and I've got well back into it. And purely for me, I want to get, there's 1,560 points of achievements because there's a new update come out for the game as well. There's a new area, a new bit of map and new missions. So I got back into it and I've really, really been enjoying it. Now, who joined me? Was it Trevor? Who was I playing with yesterday? I was playing with DJ. So DJ's very new to the game. He got in and he was playing. Now, it seems like you really want to play your own game. If you're doing your own starter mission stuff, play yourself. And then later on at a later date, when you've sort of just want to XP and get new weapons and stuff like that, then join in with other people. But me saying that, I'm playing this game now. I'm going to be playing it for quite a bit of time. Anyone's welcome to come join my game. I was even thinking about it because I've got more time in a day at the moment. Literally, I've just freed up some time. So I was thinking about streaming it in the daytime like I used to. If people are interested in watching or if people are interested in getting on, I can stream it. Have any of you played Fallout 76? I know, Ross, you're downloading it to play with me, aren't you?
It took me 3 days to download this game. Because I've got it on the Xbox app on my PC. It's 113 gigs of stuff to download. So I left my PC on overnight. But I got my PC has automatic shut off. Had to turn it back on again. Left it going out for the day. Automatic shut off, even though I disabled it, decided to go again. So I had to then, when I got back home, turn it back on. So over 3 days, this kept happening.
And Whitey says 56k modem. it
felt like it. It was so bad.
And then someone picks up the phone to ring it and says, "Put the phone down."
Cuts you right off.
That's before your time, them days, Ross, isn't it?
Yeah, way before my time.
You'd only have one line, and if you was trying to do something on the internet and someone started using the phone, it'd mess it up.
To be honest, I didn't get the internet till I was a lot older. Like, I didn't have access to it till I was at least in my teens. And then even then, it was just for videos on YouTube and stuff.
I remember going back to the first days of getting into chat rooms and like, "Dad, over here, there's someone talking to me. What's your name?" "Billy." And then it'd be like, "Send a picture." And then it would be a line of picture, a line of picture, a line of picture. Do you remember that? And you'd be like...
You're going like, oh.
And you can imagine, without being too rude, that could be frustrating.
Well, I guess that is true. That is true. But yeah, Fallout 76. That's the name of the game. Yeah, Fallout 76 downloading was a bit of a task. Hopefully, it's a lot better than it was when it first came out. Because when it first dropped the game, there was a video done that's actually quite a popular video where it's 3 hours of exploits and glitches that have been found in the game.
Shouldn't have said that, because now Gray's going to go and look at it.
It's just 3 hours of glitches. Someone accidentally became immortal on the game, and instead of the devs fixing it, the devs just banned him. Even though it wasn't his fault.
Oh, nice.
He just got banned because the game messed up that badly. He just became immortal, so he couldn't do anything about it. The devs couldn't fix it, apparently, so they just banned the account.
Yeah.
So
crazy.
Whilst you was saying that, I was going to say, basically, there's another big bit of information that we need to talk about, but we're best to cover it while we're earlier on, and that is Fallout London. I can't wait.
Everybody was looking forward to until
So basically what happened is Fallout London, they were due to bring it out a few months back, and something happened
this month. They're supposed to come out this month.
What's that?
It's supposed to bring it out today.
It was meant to go out originally about 3 or 4 months ago in 2023, and it got delayed.
The reason why I got delayed the first time is because they weren't quite finished with it.
Yeah, but
so they delayed it out to April.
I get that, but that's what I'm saying is it was meant to go out before and it's been delayed.
Right.
And then this time round, Fallout 4, without telling them or mentioning it, brought out an update for Fallout 4, which broke their whole game. So in order for them to get Fallout London updated because of this graphical update, what it's done is they've got to go back now and all the mods have to be tuned to this new version of Fallout 4 for it to run. So now then we push back another year. They're saying it won't be till next year that it comes out now.
A shame, because I really was looking forward to seeing how that was going to come out.
Whitey says Fallout London, separate game or DLC? So it's a modded game, basically.
One huge mod.
Yeah, so basically you'll have your own launcher. They'll have their own version of the game. It's completely like a new Fallout, all in London. And it's got all the different like boroughs of London. So it looks really, really good. Like, you've got Nelson's Column, you've got the Tower of London, you've got all this stuff to go looking around. And the detail on it is really, really good.
And all done by a private bunch of guys that aren't getting paid a dime from Bethesda. So essentially they're doing all Bethesda's work better than Bethesda does it. And got nothing for it.
Hink says the new update has broken the Fallout 4 script extender, so all mods that use that are broken. So it's not even that as well. I saw someone put up earlier on that basically anyone's game save that you've used a mod, it will actually destroy your game save as well. So if you try and play Fallout 4 since they've done it and with the mods, it can actually break your game as well. So
Bethesda being Bethesda.
But yeah. You never know, do you? You never know with these people whether they've done it on purpose or whether, like, oh, Fallout 4 is going to come out and it's going to steal our thunder from a mod group. Oh, what can we do to, like, break that? Oh, let's break it like this. Do you know what I mean? How do you know?
Did you watch the interview that I put in from BBC? The guy went into detail about that. And he was saying that he is unofficial, but it would be nice and decent if Bethesda gave him a small heads up because the timing was a bit weird
and
why they released
working,
it.
Couldn't they on it?
Yeah, so... I get why they've done it.
But sort of like, that's what I'm saying, you just can't trust any companies nowadays. Was it like, oh, a Fallout 76 TV show just gone live, we're getting massive sales, don't let that come out yet because it's going to steal our thunder? Because I'm telling you now, if Fallout London came out within a month of that TV show, you ain't going to play Fallout 76 or Fallout 4, you're going to play a Fallout London.
Yeah.
Right, but I think you have to own a copy though to play it, no?
Well, it doesn't matter if you own it or not. You can get the game pretty cheap. So even if you own it or not, you're not going to go back to old stuff. You're going to go to new stuff. Like, I can't wait for Fallout London because it's at home for me. I know London like the back of my hand. I know every single street in London. So for me, personally, that game, I can't wait to go and explore because I will literally be able to tell you every road in that game, if they're real, if they're in London, where they are, what they are. I can tell you the history about the roads, what happened in them roads.
Do you think your house is going to be in it?
Nah, because I'm on the outskirts of London.
So?
I live in Heathrow.
That'll be out in the wastelands of
London.
Have
a look at a map and look at London and look at Heathrow.
Right, but in the game, that could be considered the wastelands. So your house might be
in the game, the whole thing's considered a wasteland.
I know that, but there's outskirts and there's things that are out further out. You know, and stuff. So you might get lucky.
Whitey said, is there a next-gen update coming out for consoles? I don't know if there is there? I think consoles have been left in the dust.
Yes,
I don't remember.
Yes,
I thought I heard that,
They are getting next-gen updates, but PC isn't because PC kind of always evolves. All they're doing is bringing out small, minor updates for the PC version.
Yeah, for the Xbox, they're going to give you one frame every couple of years extra.
Nick, when you said before that you know every street in London, I would believe it. You should be a London black cab taxi driver because they will earn a fortune.
You should, man.
You'll earn a fortune. You got
the difference with a cab driver, though, is you have to do the knowledge. So with the knowledge, it's different. So even though like cab drivers now use, they have like sat navs in their things now. What it is, they will say to you from northeast to southwest, start on this road, tell me every road you need to go down to get to this road, and you have to name the roads. That's the knowledge.
Yeah, but
it's a lot to learn.
So you don't know, you know the
I literally
streets,
don't know every road, but if someone said, oh, go to Fleet Street, tell me something about that, or someone said, oh, Old Street, I can tell you where they are. But these are talking about back streets and all sorts of things, you know?
Yeah. You can do it, Nick, come on.
But I could take you into London and walk you around, like a walk from one side to the other and show you everything. Like, I'm hoping Gray comes over one day.
Just over there.
Gray, you need to come over. Why don't we plan it? Gray, you come over one day. Ross and Trev, you come down and meet us. And we'll all have a week where we go around London together and we then see all the sights and do everything.
Sounds good
to
me.
I'll be down for that as long as we don't walk everywhere like we did last time. Because last time you're like, oh, it's only 5 minutes. 2 hours later.
We're all riding motorbikes.
This is why you're twice the man I am.
I've come down plenty of times.
It's not enough walking.
It's your turn to come up here. Everyone comes up.
Oh, I'm definitely. Do you know what I've been really thinking about doing? Is taking a week off. Yeah. Saving up. a little bit of cash, because, and I actually thought about, I could do it in the Discord and get people to donate to me to help me do it, is literally, oh, no. I will just start outside of the M25 in London, and I will take my backpack and stuff, and I will walk all the way to your house over a week.
Why? Do you know how long that would take?
Because man,
probably would take a week, actually.
Or maybe I could do it like with like buses and walking and stuff like that.
Yeah, that'd be that's better.
Because if you chase it out, you can just walk, bus.
Yeah, because obviously, if you're walking about, say, 15 to 20 miles a day in a week, the 720s, what's that? Someone do the math.
720 divided by 20? A long
it's
time.
120. Yeah, you're going to make it 150 mile.
On this podcast, right, we do not do math.
It will take you 138 hours.
No, because I can do, can I can walk 500 miles and I can walk 500 more.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
He ain't walking. He's got Nike Jerusalems on and they're going to burn his feet. He's going to get blisters.
you'll be like the poor man's Forrest Gump.
No, but I did think about. I did think about.
You'll
be the Cockney one. I did think about an idea: is get the Discord behind me, say, right, I'm going to take photos and tell you around, keep you all updated.
Do it for charity.
Yeah, well, I did that last time.
Guide dog people to, you know, do stuff with you.
That'd be a good Dutch chat, actually.
If you get a dog.
Yeah, but the thing is, when you do it, I understand it's nice to do it for charity, but then you're governed by somebody else. I don't want to be governed by what I do. Like, I have to stick to the plan. I don't want a plan. I want to just leave my house and start walking and just. We just see where we get, see how quickly we can get up there to you.
Make sure somebody who can walk with you has a camera so you can make a documentary.
The thing is, you could do it live on Twitch, but it's just there's no signal out in the countryside.
Yeah, I know.
How far is it? How far is it from me to you? Check it out.
Well, that's what I did. 138 hours.
What, Heathrow to Edinburgh?
Yeah, 378 miles. 138 hours.
Ah, that's nothing.
So that's 50 miles a day you've got to cover.
That's not 6 days, then.
That's not too bad. Have you tried covering 50 miles on foot?
Yeah, it's not that hard.
What?
I've been never doing that.
What, no, you walk 50 miles a day?
I did 150 miles over 3 days on my December.
See if you
no
done
way.
See,
there's no way you walked 50 miles a day for 3 days.
Yeah. I don't
believe you. Oh, everything's frozen. Look, he was talking so much bullshit that the whole podcast froze.
What happened?
I don't know. I died for some reason.
No, it's funny because you lot froze and I went, look, Ross is talking so much bullshit that he's broke the thing.
See, I looked over here and all I saw was me moving.
Do you know how far 50 miles is walking?
Yeah, it's 50 miles.
It's a long way.
Yeah, that's good.
see if you've done that right, Nick, it would be over a week, it'd be 20 miles a day you'd have to do if you're taking a week, like you say. 20 miles a day, and that's doable. 100% is doable.
No, it's hard because what happens is, if you're because I do this a lot, so I've got the experience doing this. If you said to me, walk 20 miles, yeah, or 25 miles, yeah, it's still a long way. But if you said do that over a day, that's fine. But if you said do that 3 days on the trot, you won't have any feet left to keep walking. Yeah, the blisters kill you.
You need to build up to it.
Plus, you got to realize the next morning when you wake up, you're hurting everywhere. So the next day, when the last time I did this with Vegan and we walked all the way from Bournemouth to, Weymouth, we basically said, like, oh, we need to stick this to 10 miles minimum, 15 miles maximum a day, because otherwise you actually physically burn yourself out, which you don't want to do that.
You would be literally the Cockney Forrest Gump. I mean, that would be brilliant. That'd be hilarious to watch that.
I tell you what, I do some funny stuff as well. And every pub I go to, I get a pint. Do you know what? Honestly, if I could get a backpack with a battery big enough to keep my phone going for all that time, I would literally stream it. But what I'd probably do is get TikTok and just do like clips, just upload clips of all the different funny things of what. Oh, we're here now. We've just got to such and such. We're walking down here now. But the thing is. The problem I've got is, in order for me to do something like that, it's not getting the money to do it. I can probably pay to do it, but it's the money I'd lose while I'm not at work the week after.
Yeah. Yeah, 100%. You should do the West Highland way with me instead.
But I did think a little while ago, like, what if I said to the Discord, like, look, if everybody's got, if I've got a donation pot to open up, and it's like I'm walking and said, oh, look, my feet are hurting tonight, I really need to get a hotel, and everyone's like, oh, we're chipping a fiver each or whatever, and you get a hotel, then you move on the next day, carry on.
Yeah.
I'd do that.
I think you could do this if you got a sponsorship for it, and it was like, you're walking to a point to build a PC or something.
Yeah, but
like
this is the point. I don't want to be governed by anyone because it's got to be. Have you seen Race Across the World?
Yeah.
So it's got to be like that, where you just, as you go, you don't want to have a plan. You want to have no plan. You want to walk out. You can walk 5 minutes from the start, and you're like, right, how am I going to get up north? Where's this bus going? Oh, it goes there. All right, we get from there, and then I walk 4 miles from there to there, and you just wing it. You don't know where you're going, and you just stop every pub. And obviously, if me stopping at a pub, I might still be there 4 hours later.
I'd do it if a bodyguard can come with me.
A bodyguard? Why do you need a bodyguard?
You start
crap
slow.
Out of people to try to take, you know, to rob me or whatever.
Why are you going to get robbed? You're going out where there's no one around, Gray.
That's a perfect time for a robber to pop out of nowhere.
You know them Highland bandits. They always.
There you go. Highland
Someone's robbing Trev now. Look, he's gone off to the back door.
That's right. He's getting his sword out or something.
It's not a good thing.
What have you just done?
You should do the West Highland way.
You're going to get some cream crackers out of your fridge. Oh, right.
Oh, that was you doing. Call it.
Was that Chelsea
that
smile?
No, you should do the West Highland way. It's a lot smaller and it's very challenging at the same time. But anyway.
Right, let's get back to it. Anyway, we've gone off track again.
Games. Okay. Games.
If you want to see me go off track, let me know because I will do that. I'm well up for that.
No, we're okay.
I will be doing these walks over summer as well. Anyway, where I go walking for 3 or 4 days. So if anyone wants to come, everybody's welcome to come join me. But you have to keep up or get left behind. Right.
What else can we tangent about? There's lots of things.
So Fallout London, is everyone like hyped to play it?
If it ever comes out, yeah.
I all spoke at the same time.
I'd need to play Fallout 4 first, though, which I haven't properly done. So
I remember from Fallout 4 is just playing the start over and over again for some reason. And someone else would be like, "Oh, you play this," and I'd start it again. It's like Borderlands. I'm all I remember.
I played about 40% of that game, I think, and then I finally left it.
I think out of all of them, I think New Vegas is one of my favorite.
That's what everybody says.
It was just different.
I've seen New Vegas, and this is a bit of a hot take. I don't like the look of it.
Why?
I just don't like the mechanics of it and just how it looks.
Different.
Yeah, it just doesn't... Mechanically, Fallout 4 is a better game. Story-wise, Vegas is the better story. That's what I've seen of it so far.
Well, it's just a bit more exciting. So Fallout 3, obviously, that was when it first came 3D, because obviously you got Fallout 1 and 2 first, which are top-down. And they're old school games. Fallout 3, I actually found Fallout 3 by accident. I bought my Xbox 360 and it had Fallout 3 with it, and I didn't even know what it was. And I didn't even know really much about open world games back then when I got back into consoles and I got my 360. Then I got home and I thought I'd just play this game that came with it. And I was like, oh my God, this is like an open world, walking around doing whatever you want. And it was at the same time as, or I think I got it around the same time as when I was playing Oblivion and what's the other one? Skyrim. And I remember just thinking, this is crazy. Like, I'm literally, I can go, there's no one telling me what to do. I can just go and do what I want. And I remember playing Fallout 3 and I played it because I pick up everything in every room, every building, I pick it all up. I pick up ashtrays, I pick up everything. And when I'm full up, I will walk to a place, sell it all, make all the money so no vendors have got any cash on them. And I remember playing that game and thinking, oh, this is just amazing. Like, I'm free to do what I want in a real world. And then, obviously, that got me hooked in. So then Fallout 4 came out. I was well hyped for that. Or it was Vegas, one of them. And for me, I've followed it through so much that now I pretty much know most of the lore about the game, the history. And the one thing that Fallout does really, really well is the world it's set in is so good with the theme, because it's like 1940s, 1920s or whatever, and you've got like the old-fashioned cars, 50s, but it's all old-fashioned, but it's also very futuristic at the same time. So you've got like these robots and things like that, and they've mixed the two time scales really, really well together. And I think that's what makes it. It's a bit like, have you lot played, what's the one with the Big Daddy?
Bioshock.
Bioshock. So Bioshock was very similar. It was like underwater, but it was all like bronze and old school as well, but it's futuristic underwater. And it was the same sort of feel. And that's why I think a lot of people went to Bioshock. But then Bioshock messed up when they'd done the sky one, because everybody I know got really annoyed about it going up into the sky, and you had to keep jumping on these conveyor belt things to fly around. It was really annoying. I never finished it.
Quick question for you.
I enjoyed
it.
Did you?
There you go.
Yeah.
Why?
Go on. Oh, why I enjoyed it? Because of the new gameplay style and new mechanic they added to it. Also, the DLC they added was quite fun. I understand why some people were annoyed at Bioshock Infinite for what they did in terms of tying all the different universes together and kind of killing the Bioshock series in general, that meaning there's no more stories. But what I would love to see, do you know how they're remastering games, remaking games? I would love to see a remaster of Bioshock in like 4K with
There is one.
No,
not a remaster, a rebuild of the game where there's different ways to play it and different things to do. Like, they have more capabilities now. There might have been some stuff that they've left on the floor, on the cutting board, that they could add in now to Bioshock 1 and Bioshock 2. And potentially when Bioshock Infinite, the new one, comes out, they could change something else up. Because I got Bioshock Infinite, the limited edition version, and I've got all the art book. And when you're looking through the art book, you can see the development of all these different characters, all the different ways they can look. Yep. And it's like...
But you know the Bioshock TV show is coming out as well.
Is it? Yeah, I didn't know that.
I think it's a movie. I'm not sure if it's TV.
Yeah, I think it comes out pretty soon as well.
Is that not Borderlands 3 that's a movie?
Borderlands 3 is a film. But there's so many of them. But Bioshock's, I think, going to be a TV show. But the thing is, with Bioshock, it might be too far gone for people to really know what it is.
A good concept, though, mate.
Now that you kind of touched on that, with Fallout coming out and as good as it is, now the bar
they better do a good job.
No, yeah, exactly. So that's a good thing for us, because if they're able to attain that kind of bar that Fallout has set, that could be a good thing for us.
So
there's two things coming up, Nick. But Borderlands movie's coming up in August.
That's gonna be good.
And if they do the Borderlands the same way as they did Fallout, with all the stuff that we're accustomed to in the game,
that could be
really good.
Yeah, yeah, it does look good.
And Bioshock, I looked up, they said it won't be any time before 2025 for a Bioshock movie.
Oh, really?
But they're working on it. Yeah, but they're working on it.
Oh, because I just saw a clip for it, and I'm just like, oh, wow. But
Nick, question for you, mate. You talked a moment ago about you see something in Fallout, and you're like, oh, shiny, you're like a magpie, you have to pick everything up. Yep. Tell me your strategy, because I don't have much in my inventory and I'm already struggling. Two things, right? I'm almost at capacity, so I don't know what to pick up, what to drop, and I need to then know what should I keep, what is good, and what should I get rid of. I am trying to build up my stamina, what I can carry.
So
but
I guarantee you've got stuff on you which you don't even know you've got on you. To start with.
When
you go into your inventory or in your Pip-Boy and you go into the bit where you've got your stuff, it will have different sections. So it will have new, it have favorite, and then it will have weapons, armor, food, aid, junk.
Through every category.
Yeah. The junk. Yeah. Now junk, every single piece of junk has got a use. Like, so say you pick up a enamel bucket. And you put
you
it in
recycle
your,
it for stuff.
You turn that into electric pylons with the enamel that goes around the electric pylon. Say you pick up steel, you can turn it into steel floors or concrete. So everything, what you can do is you can go into a certain menu. Say you're doing your base building and you want to build a floor for your base, you're going to need a lot of concrete or metal. So what you do is you go into your settings and you can click, I want items with concrete, items with metal. And as you're looking around on the shelves and stuff, it will have a little marker on the items that you need. So if you go up to say like a telephone and you go to pick it up and it's got plastic that you need in it, it'll have a little star next to it, know it, so you know that's something you're looking to seek out. And all the junk and that is purely for you to build your base and that stuff with. So what you should be doing is, if every so far across the map, every building you go to, like every other couple of buildings, you'll find a stash box. What you can do is, as you walk up to that box and look at it, you can press T and it will move all your junk items into your base box, basically. So it's like you just get them out of your inventory and they all go to your base. So when you go back to your base and you start building items, all your junk and all the stuff you need to use to edit is all in that box. And it can have, it's a massive...
So the answer to your question is pick everything up and then just wait till you get to
No, because it's not as simple as that. That's for base building.
Say you don't want to build a base yet and you're just going through the game and you want
the
most
valuable
stuff,
I don't
know what to pick up.
So if you're just going through the game, what you want to do is you only want to pick up things with high values. It says the value on them as you pick them up. So you might see a pack of cigarettes. They might be 20 caps. Yeah. So you're looking for light stuff that costs a lot of money. What I do is I start the game by picking up everything. And say I'm near like the train station, for instance. The train station's got a vendor there. So I pick everything up. I sell it to the vendor. Because the vendor starts, say he's got 1,500 caps. You want to take all them caps off him at that straight away. Because you want all the money. So what you do is everything around that vendor, you just pick everything up, sell it to him. Pick everything up again, sell it to him. And you sell your stuff. Or if you're doing missions in that area, say you're killing the guys, you pick up all the guns, because you'll notice the guns actually have a condition that they break after a little while. So say you pick up 10 shotguns, you take them shotguns back to that guy, you sell them all and keep the two that are good condition. And then you go and do more missions, get all the guns again, sell them. And what you want to do is you want to get that vendor so his money is on zero, because that will his money will respawn in so far in the game, like a couple of days or whatever in the game. So what you want to do is you want to try and max out your money by picking up whatever. Okay. Also, if you need items to craft things, so say you've got like a shotgun and you want to put like a crosshair on it, you look what that crosshair needs, you press a button to record them parts, and then as you're looking around, it'll say, this has got the bit you need, this has got the bit you need, and you pick them bits up.
It's like creating a job to find what you need.
Yeah, but you get used to that as you go along. It's not something you'll know in the beginning of the game. It's something like... as you get on, you'll be like building your base. Like, say you start building your base, and you're like, oh, I've got to put a floor down, a foundation, and you need certain items for that foundation. That's at that point you'll be like, oh, I'll record what I need so that I can go and find it. And then when you've got your base floor, you'll do that on the next thing.
And the other question was about the base camp. So you press, get into your menu and you press Z to put down your little camp thing.
Yep.
And if you want to move it, you have to pay some caps to move it. So what I've been doing is if I'm getting to an area of significant a mission or discovery, I pay the 16 caps or whatever just to move my base, right? But if you build it up into like a proper building and stuff, and you press Z, would that pack up the building and everything and you can deploy the building again somewhere else?
Yes, so what happens is, now you've got to be careful. Say you're building a base on the side of a mountain, and that's where you decide to build it. And say the mountain's like square up, like the White Cliffs.
And you walk out the door and you forget you're on a mountain. You fall.
Not that. So say you're building it. Say like it's the White Cliffs of Dover, you're building on that. So you've got staircases going up and you've got the building on top. When you move your building, it stays exactly the same as it is there. So if it's on a bit of land which you've built on for that shape, and then you move it somewhere else, it's going to have that shape to it still.
So why you build on flat then always?
So if you build it on flat and you build a building, then you can always put that, move it around wherever you want. Now, you don't actually have to build a base in this. For people like Gray, what you can do is, if he's trying not to nod off there. Look, his head's getting lower and lower.
I hear it.
So what you can do is, if you're someone that's not really into building the base building, because it is, in this game, it is quite a big thing. You have to like put the floors down, put the walls up, put the electric in, put all the lights in, light switches, everything. What you can do is, if you do the daily achievements for the season pass, which everyone's got, you've got three levels. You the more things you do in game, like dailies, weeklies, and stuff like that, you'll get these golden tickets. When you get these golden tickets, you can go into the shop and buy things. Now, you can actually buy a vault or a shop or like a Western sort of looking building, like an old Western building, and you can basically unlock these with them points. And once you've unlocked them, you can put that building on the wasteland, and you can just go up to the front door and it'll take you inside. What are you lot doing? You're clearly all doing something. What are you doing? You're all looking at the same direction, not moving.
I want to ask you a question. If you buy a vault, does the whole vault move with you when you move your base?
So that's what I'm saying. So if you buy the vault and you put all your stuff in that vault, what happens is, on the map, you just get a vault door. So it'll just be like the block with a vault door.
So kind of like it's transporting you to the...
Yeah, you go to the door, and when you click on it, it takes you inside your vault, and you can add more layers to the vault.
Vault style.
But I'd done that before, and it was really cool, because I had like a room for all my weapons, because in the one thing about Fallout it does really well is you get mannequins that you can put clothes on, so you can literally put all of your clothes.
I don't want to do that.
Sorry?
Why would I want to put clothes on mannequins?
Because
for?
If you're like, if you're someone that likes, like me in the game, you like to collect things.
Likes mannequins? Wait a minute, we're getting really
weird. So what you could do is have a room, because there's so many outfits
in
game.
You can have a room to put the mannequins in that you like.
Yeah. So I'll have a room where all the mannequins are in there, and then I'll have all around the walls, like a showroom, like a shop, I'll have every outfit that I get in game, and I'll put them on so they're all there.
You know, Ross and Trevor went right over their head.
Yeah, so like at the minute, because I've done a few different missions at the beginning, I've joined one faction called the Responders, and I've got their outfit. I've joined another Fire Brigade faction, which I don't know if you've done that yet, where you get a gas mask, fire helmet, and a fire outfit. I've got the Fallout 33 outfit from the TV show. So you can put these in, so when people come in your base, they can see them. Because in the bases in this, they're working bases. You can put shops in your base, and real people will come to your base, and they will buy and sell stuff, making you money in-game. So,
oh really? A shop? They were talking.
But you're not
what
just got shops.
What if
you've got
those robbers?
You've also got casino games, so you can put casino games in there, so people can play them and lose money, and you make money. And this is the whole thing about the Fallout 76 being basically in the multiplayer world with all these different things. You know?
Do you know Nick, why they jumped from Fallout 4 to Fallout 76 and didn't bother going to Fallout 5? What was that all about? Is Fallout 76 like one of these separate games like Fallout New Vegas, for example?
No, this is what I was trying to say at the beginning. So basically the Fallout world, every game is a different vault. They just, on Fallout 3 and Fallout 4, they just don't have that in the title. So Fallout 3, I can't remember what vault you was in. Fallout 4, I can't remember what vault you was in. But Fallout 76, you're in Vault 76.
Fallout, yeah, that makes sense.
Fallout 4, you're in Vault 111.
Yeah, that's the one. So, because the vaults are all across the wasteland.
Yeah, and
this is why they've got multiple
stories.
Even
in London now, too.
Yeah.
Even in London, too, yeah. And Fallout 1 and 2 are top-down isometric views, aren't they? They're very different games from Fallout 3 and 4, aren't they? I've never played them. I don't even know what they look like.
They're a bit like, do you remember the game Wasteland 3? Wasteland 2?
Yes, briefly, yeah.
A bit like that.
Ah, okay.
So it's just a top-down version.
In Fallout London, is King Charles like a ghoul? Because that way he could live on.
He's shooting for years.
Kind of loose at one, man, yeah.
Can you just see that? He shows up like, hey.
Why, hello, darling.
It's like, I've been around for a long time.
What should we get onto next? We've talked about Fallout London, Fallout 4, Fallout 3, Fallout 76. We can either call it or we can go into some of the normal podcast areas.
Okay, I have a better idea. Well,
it's been an hour and 10 minutes. We can't call it.
Wait, I got an idea. Hold it. I got an idea. What do each one of you want to see in season 2 of Fallout?
But
you might spoil it, so we can't really
say.
There was one thing that I was a bit disappointed in. So, if you know Fallout, you'll know the enemies in the game. So they covered rad roaches, yeah. They had dog meat.
They covered the gulper. They had the gulper.
They had the gulper.
But they didn't have a super mutant, which is everywhere in the game.
But you saw a little brief bit of that when they were the scientist guy at that facility, and they took a body out. Sorry for us if that's what you're about to say. And it was covered up. You saw the hand of the super mutant.
Did you?
Yes.
I might not clock that bit. But yeah, so I was going to say the super mutants. The super mutants. Nah, not really a spoiler.
It's not a spoiler, Gray. Your idea of spoilers is different from everyone else's.
Very, very minor.
But yeah, the super mutant wasn't there.
The super mutant, okay.
The other one, which was a major one, is when the guy in the power armor gets attacked by a bear, yeah? And this ain't a spoiler. Yeah. He gets attacked by the bear.
Add them all up.
You think, should it have been a bear? Why didn't they use the Deathclaw? I know you see the Deathclaw at the very end of the show. But you don't actually see it. You just sort of see a shadow of it or whatever.
Why? Is the bear not strong enough?
But you don't, in the game, you don't really... You get bears, but you don't really see them that very often.
Well, they're teasing it for the next one. It's definitely coming. It's clear. It's obvious. It'll
yeah.
be in the second
so one, going on so. To Gray's question, then that's what I feel is coming next. They're not playing all their cards. So they've left Super Mutants out and they've left Deathclaws out, which is the next level of enemies.
Yep.
And they've left a lot of factions out.
Who's the ultimate in the game? Who's the ultimate toughest, either type of animal or species or one individual?
The toughest. Boss. I can just think of a high level Deathclaw.
Yeah, I was going to say, I thought the Deathclaw was.
No, it's a Lurker Queen. So basically, there's a couple high level enemies. But it's the crab yeah. queen.
Is that the one that's just like moves around, crab. Big massive thing?
Big massive chonka crab with massive claws.
Chonka crab.
Yeah.
Chonka crab that can kill you in two shots if you don't have any armor.
See, I can't think of
imagine
any of
how
the
much
other.
Food you'd get out of that for a long time.
Oh,
and there's also
it.
There's also the super mutants, but there's also Goliath super mutants
yeah.
that have massive. They can throw rocks at you. They have massive weapons to hit you with. They're like a mini boss in the game.
Yeah, because if you're in the game, you can get enemies, and sometimes you'll notice there's a crown next to the enemy.
Yes, yes, I noticed that.
And you'll also notice sometimes they have a legendary status. Which means yep. when you kill them, they will have a legendary item on their body.
I love it when I get legendary daggers that have explosive damage that don't do anything.
Yeah. Well, you can, in Fallout 76, you can go to a legendary machine and you can trade in your legendaries. So yeah. if you've got a legendary you don't like, you can trade it in and you can swap it in for another legendary that you do like.
That's actually quite good.
And a question between Fallout 4 and 76. I think the other Fallouts, the older ones, not 76, you had the option of free firing or free shooting at things or using the VAT system, right? But in Fallout 76, that's gone. I'm kind of glad because...
No, it's still in there, isn't it?
It's in there, but there's no way they could have done that the same way because it's a live service game. The VAT system is all about...
It pauses time.
The game was,
that's
yeah,
right.
It pauses the game and you can shoot.
For me, I'm kind of glad. I know it's a big deal in Fallout, but I'm kind of glad it's not a thing because that is, it's not pure. I know it's not exactly turn-based, but there's a little element of turn-based to that, and that's why I don't like that. I've always liked free-firing FPS
yeah, well,
type
they're different.
Games.
So Fallout 4, the VAT system pauses the game. It pauses
yeah, see,
the game completely,
like
and you get a percentage of what you can target, so the head, arm, whatever.
Too yeah. long to think about it. You should be
yeah.
reacting
but
like that.
But in Fallout 76, the VAT system's there, but it moves slower. Time slows down a tiny
yeah.
bit, but it yeah. doesn't freeze. You've only got a certain amount of time, so the timer goes down, you've got to fire.
Yeah, makes sense.
But I've never used the VAT system anyway. I don't like it.
I want to see the character from Fallout 4, the detective guy. I forgot what the character's name is. Remember, like, in the game, you're going in to talk to this detective guy in his office?
You're talking about, like, are you talking about, like, the film star one where he's, like, the silver... I can't remember the name of it. The silver
yeah,
something.
Yeah, he's got the coat on.
Yeah,
and
his posters, he's got, like, a gun, yeah.
He's
got a cowboy hat. It's sort of a bit like Mafia in New York or whatever.
Yeah, something like that.
Mafia, he's an investigator, so
he's... No, but I mean, he's got that kind of look.
He's like a 40s investigator, 1940s investigator.
Yeah.
I'd like to see that character. That was a pretty cool character.
Well that's who I thought he was in the beginning when I saw it.
It was different, but yeah.
I don't know if simps are going to be a part of this universe. That's the thing, because...
They're hinted at, for sure.
They're hinted at, but in this canonical timeline, the Institute got blown up. This is the part of the ending where the Institute's actually been destroyed at this point. Simps could still exist, yes, but I'm not sure if Nick Valentine will still be around. That's
the
character
that's the one.
Thinking of. Yeah.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah.
I reckon you'll see them in the second season because you guys can tell me if I'm wrong here, but did they not feature in Fallout New Vegas? That's what the second season is going to be about, Fallout New Vegas, basically, or kind of roughly the same.
And there's the last spoiler.
What, the second season's
going to... How is that a spoiler?
What, the
Your
second season's about New Vegas?
Is wrong. because they're just the little hint.
They gave you the hint.
What hint?
Right, sure. The hint, they showed it to you.
It's a massive hint, mate, and a
sign
as well.
I don't know about this. What? Sometimes I miss a lot.
The very end of the series. You missed that at the end of the series.
The very last
end.
Show.
Someone explain to me what happened.
Without ruining
it. Okay, let's just
We're just going to spoil it right now.
It's not a spoiler, is it? Is it?
How is that a spoiler? Yes. How is that a spoiler?
Yes, because it was a nice surprise to see at the end. I didn't know it was coming.
Was it at the end? At the end?
Yes. Now that we screwed it up. Wait, so now that we
saw what the credits ran and then there was more.
The very, very end.
Where Hank is standing in the power armor and he's looking ahead.
He's looking ahead and then you zoom in kind of like where he's looking.
And you see Vegas.
And there it is. There's New Vegas.
How did you mess it, mate?
I just didn't click. Do you know what? It's really weird. I don't know if it's because of the way I am, yeah? But I can only focus on what I'm doing at the one time.
What were you doing at that time as well?
Listen, I'm not even joking. You see how you, like... Well, this is why I don't come on GGR with you.
Am I going to be uncle again?
No, but you see how you lot watch a film and you remember everything from the film and you're talking about all the different things that happened in it?
I remember everything.
If I watch a film two times, the second time I watch it, I'm like, how did I miss that? I never saw that bit. Oh, I never saw that bit as well.
That's normal.
If I watch it ten times, I still go, I never watched that bit.
Well, that's what we're here for, Nick.
That's normal. I don't have a photographic memory. That's normal.
No, but I don't think it is.
That's what's so obvious, though. That's why I was kind of like, oh, because it was just...
Hink says, how did Lee Moldova get into the current day? She was frozen. Is she a simp?
No, she was unfrozen about 15 years before, they were saying.
Because you saw them getting in the chambers, didn't they, coming out?
Yeah.
They don't clearly explain some of that, though, without giving away another spoiler.
They do clearly explain it, but you can't really say it.
They haven't got enough time to get the whole thing out.
No, what I can say without spoiling it is every single vault is an experiment, and the vault system they have in this TV series is a really interesting experiment, which you'll find out more about if you look closer into the episodes as they go along.
But Hinks says, I don't think she was in Vault 31. No, but she wasn't in Vault 31. She was one of the raiders that broke, because she got left outside the vault. She was one of the raiders that broke in to 31 and killed everybody. Oh, I'm now with your spoilers. That was an accidental spoiler.
We've not to spoil the last one for Anne. Everyone, he knows about the rest of the series. It's fine.
Yeah, but yeah, so I don't think that I think she was meant to have... She tried to get into the vault to get from Vault 31 to Vault 33. I don't think she was meant to be living in there. She wasn't in there to start with.
Well, she was frozen somewhere at some point, and I think that was in 31.
Yeah, but that was where you see the bit where they're all in... Where was it? Where you get all the things?
That was 31. That was 31.
Oh, was in there.
Yeah, the thing is...
the thing. That's
trying to style it out.
Well, it's a guess. It's an educated guess. We don't 100%.
We could throw some fake, like, weird stuff in there, so they know. So you know when they're at the top of the mountain and they set fire to the big thing, and then they freeze in there?
The ghoul falls off and dies. Yeah, I remember.
Yeah. You know when that horse does the roly-poly?
There's no horses in the wasteland.
There is. Does roly-polies.
No, there's no.
Did you not see it in the background, on the distance? He was doing cartwheels.
See, now he's talking about not remembering New Vegas, but he remembers roly-polies.
Roly-poly moly.
That is true, though. I thought there was irradiated horses. They had the two-headed cows.
It was an equestrian, like...
Bramim.
Walter Goggins, Ella Purnell, and the guy that's in the power suit, they were doing the Q&As. And they were asking each other, you know, when the audience ask questions and they pick up the thing, right? Yeah. And they're like, are there horses in the wasteland? And the answer came up, there are no horses that we know of in the wasteland. You don't see them in the game, so...
Yeah, it's true.
But you don't ride anything in the wasteland, do you?
No, you don't. They're all probably been munched or mutated, so, yeah. There you go.
But it's funny how they say about the cockroaches. He comes out with this bit in the beginning where he's like, oh, yeah, humans thought that cockroaches are the only thing that could last for a nuclear blast. They didn't just last. They mutated into something massive, and now you're all like, they'll eat a human.
Dog meat was all food now. Dog meat was munching on one of them at one point. It was disgusting.
I couldn't work out the dog meat, and I can't remember the storyline. So what you see is, and this is not really a spoiler because it's really early on anyway. It's just a bit of starting story.
Sure it's not.
You see a scientist and they're training up dogs. Now, are they training up them dogs to be companions for people?
No, protection.
P- protection dogs.
Yeah,
so then I don't understand.
No, they were experimentations, mate.
No, I didn't think there was experimentations. I thought they was just stamping the ones which weren't radiated enough. They was passing a radiation test. So
yeah,
some were getting put down and some were getting put through and tagged. So he puts that dog through and gets tagged. Why did he hide it?
Because otherwise they would have taken it to do other experiments and he wouldn't have
But he could have done that to any of the dogs.
Yeah, but then you would have said that about any of the other dogs.
Yes, but why?
I think from what I could tell, maybe I'm totally wrong, but from what I gathered from the series, that somehow this first dog meat or whatever his name was more of a kind of a super dog, because this dog got a couple of interesting shots, and all of a sudden this thing is like pretty strong and takes out roaches and things. So I think he was an unusual first kind of dog. There isn't any other dog like him.
Really?
Yeah, because he comes back to life. He doesn't turn into a ghoul.
He comes back to life.
Yes, there was a scene where he was almost dead, and he shot of something, and boom, he was right back up again.
But that's not any of them with a stim pack.
Yes, but he's not a ghoul, though. So a lot of times you see these people pop back up. The ghouls
are made not by dying. The ghouls are made by being in too much radiation. But the dog wasn't in radiation.
The dog got a lot of these shots, and it acted like everything was fine. After the shot was
maybe
a lot
we
like
should
the
do
ghouls.
That to your dog.
Yeah, sure. Thanks. I could be wrong, like I said, but it seems
being in the wasteland and you see Grey come along. Everybody's
all,
evil and they're all killing each other, and then you see Grey come along with his little ball
of
fluff.
Where were all the other dogs? we see no horses, but there's one dog and there's no other dogs? I don't remember seeing too many other dogs.
No, you do get dogs. You get rabid dogs. You get dogs all over the game. They attack you in packs.
The game,
also,
yeah,
rabbits.
The series,
what?
I don't remember seeing that.
Is it called a rabid dog where it's...
Rabid.
Rabid.
Rabbit. Rabbit has ears. Rabid. Rabbit dogs.
Ears.
Yes. Trev's on the cloudy lemon cider.
I need something to wash the old...
Have you got work in the morning?
Yeah, but I work from home, so it's fine.
Oh, why would you drink cider before work? Wow. You crazy...
Because I'm working from home. That's why I need something to wash the pills down.
Do you still get up at the same time? Do they ring you sometimes? Like, jump out of bed, I'm up.
I turn my phone into do not disturb mode. I make sure it doesn't go to sleep. I turn on Slack and then I put it at the side of my bed and go back to sleep for a couple of hours.
And what does that do?
Cheers. What does what do?
So if you need to do any work, how do they get you?
Well, every now and again, I wake up every half an hour, and I turn around. If I see a message there, then I know to respond, but usually it's fine. Usually I'll get around to it at lunchtime.
It's always like this in the middle of the dark. Yeah, just turn it on and turn it off, and then goes back to bed.
So you need to be in a position like me where you just wake up and you think, should I answer the phone or should I just not bother?
Yeah, no consequence. You get good pennies for the stuff you do, mate, so you kind of have to.
Well,
but as I get paid a set...
If your phone rings and it's Ellen, you're definitely picking it up. You know,
I get paid a set salary to sit my backside regardless, and I often spend a lot of time preparing my podcast notes for this.
Yeah, see, that's all right. See, that's the key, you see. Well, you've learned something very good there. If you're doing mundane, boring podcast work, yeah, in your real work's time, then you feel like you're doing a freebie.
and you know
it's in their really time, it's not your you're like the Goonies again. In that time down there is their time. Up here it's our time. You haven't seen the Goonies, have you?
and if you want to take the piss completely, pun not intended, then you obviously always have to make sure you go for a shit every day at work on company time, not during your break time either. And then you're won the lottery.
That's why I have all my fiber and take at least 4 a day.
Wait a minute, you can take a dump, just bring your phone with you and still be working.
Kind of,
you know,
yeah. Maybe.
Technically.
You know, food time is work time. Work time is
food time.
We've
definitely gone down the drain on this
food time.
Anyway,
work time.
I have a question for you guys.
I've got a question for you lot. Do you actually poo in any other toilets apart from your own house toilet?
Yes, I'm not weird. I'm not like you. Your shit break from American Pie, mate. You're weird. You are.
Yeah, unless it's an emergency, I'm always using the toilet at home.
Nick has to use his own toilet.
Grey said he's on my side there. Did you hear that? Grey said he's on my side. He only goes to the toilet at his own house.
Yeah, no, but Nick has to get naked to go for a shit and then get a shower straight after. That's just bloody weird.
Yeah, so the one weird thing I do, which I'll grant you is weird, but I don't feel like it is weird. It feels weird to say it, but it's not weird to do it. So, like, if I go for a number two, yeah, I will get completely naked and then I'll go for a poo, yeah? And then once I go for a poo, I'll wipe my ass, yeah? And then once my ass is clean, like how yours would be when you walk out the door, I go in the shower, have a little scrub up, so I'm completely fully clean, and then I go on my day knowing I'm fully clean. Well, whereas you lot have rubbed shit all around your dry arsehole, and you're walking around with a burning ass.
Why don't you just get a bidet? Is it called a bidet? That's
I don't
a
want
lot
a bidet.
Quicker.
Bidet.
It's called a bidet. Why don't you just get a bidet?
If I went on a bidet, it'd feel like I've got you behind me, Trev.
What?
It's only water, what that means. Dude. It's only water.
You behind squirting water up my ass.
I don't know about this. Podcast anymore. I think I'm just gonna go.
We're into the bidets now, man. Good.
I love the way he just comes in. I'm just gonna go.
See, in Florida, we have a problem with a bidet. It's because when the pipes fill up with water and the heat gets to them, you'd be turning on the bidet and burn your ass with hot water.
Ross, do you know what a bidet is?
A bidet, yeah.
Bidet.
It's an ass washer. That's all.
Someone's got to do a video of that remake video for that song, but with a bidet.
I don't know what song that is, to be honest.
You don't know what that song is? Shut up. You don't know what that song is? Come on, someone don't let me down.
I don't know the name of it, but I know the beat.
Bidet.
I never heard it.
You got to club that shit, Gray.
Gray, you haven't heard it because you're on the way out, and Ross, you haven't heard it because you're on the way in.
Is it a scooter song? I know scooter.
Clip that, Gray.
Yeah. Clip that.
Anyway, like, back on point.
I've got several clips written down here.
Back on point. I've got a question for you guys. What is your
never
most...
on point. What are you talking about?
Gray, shut up. What's your favourite console?
I do love the way you've started telling Gray just to shut up every time he talks over you. Carry it on.
That's what you've got to do, man. Respect for your elders only works if they actually...
On a reggae tip. Respect. That's the one. That's the one.
What's your most favourite games console of all time and why? To try and bring it back onto gaming.
Favorite games console of all time? Mine is 100% the SNES.
No.
It's just the all-time round most nostalgic, fun console to play with your mates. The Sega Mega Drive was never the same. You didn't sit with your mates with a Sega Mega Drive and play these games the same. It weren't the same.
Nah, yes, GameCube.
GameCube.
Yeah, but you're too young, mate.
Yeah,
GameCube
kick
was
him out. Kick
were,
him out
like,
coming in with his shitty
old.
GameCube.
Nah, GameCube is
GameCube. He said GameCube.
No, GameCube.
The one GameCubes. GameCubes are bad.
No, GameCube. I'm not saying.
They always get stuck in your throat. You don't want that.
So it had Luigi's Mansion. It had Super Mario Sunshine. It had Mario Kart
Super Mario
Double
Sunshine
Dash.
Was shit.
Whoa! Rewind. They've all been put onto the
NES, the online system for Nintendo
new...
Online. Nintendo Online.
The Switch.
You can play them.
Oh, not Mario Kart Double Dash. No, it's not been on the
No, I don't know
Switch.
About Double Dash.
No, nope. Nico, we're not taking the piss out of the GameCube. We're just taking the piss out of Ross. There's kind of a difference, to be fair.
And that little guy in the picture looks like Ross as well. Or Gray.
Right,
Gray and
right,
Ross
like
mixed together.
So I'm Mega Drive, known as the Genesis in North America, but everywhere else in the world...
Why?
It's a naming thing. Something was already called the Mega Drive over there. That's why. Everywhere else in the world, it's Mega Drive everywhere in the world, apart from just North America, right? So we're going with Mega Drive. The Mega Drive 2. The Mega Drive 1, because the Mega Drive 2, they made it smaller and shitter.
I've got the original. I've got the original right there.
Yeah, that's the better one.
You can see Desert Strike sticking out the top of it, look.
I love it. That's the better one. It had the better audio system. It had the better audio chip and jack on it. You had to do the whole thing of blowing the cartridge, which is bad for it because you're putting moisture on it, but people don't know that. And then there was classic
Only
games
if you're
on
like
it,
Pob. Do you remember Pob?
P-O-B. What the hell is that?
Pob. Do you remember that?
No, I don't play it.
Go on YouTube, type it in. Pob from the 80s. He got banned. It was a kids' program where a little geezer comes up. He looks like Pinocchio, and then he spits all over the TV screen. Yeah, and then he writes his name in the spit. Pob. Come on, man! Yeah. You must remember this.
Yeah. I'm watching it.
That's disgusting.
It's Mrs. Pob. What the hell is this?
Missy.
Is he going to spit on her as well? He did.
We got a spinner.
That's something else. That's not saliva, boys and girls.
And you wonder why I turned out like I did.
Yeah, that's why they sacked it off.
Rosie and Jim, where they dolls that keep coming to life.
Rosie and Jim, Rosie and Jim.
But the best one was the
Jimbo.
Na 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 Jimbo.
He knows it.
Na 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 na.
He's only singing.
Or the other one I really loved.
Down Insider.
You're going to remember this. He's going to bring back nostalgic memories for you. Dog Tanyan. The intro.
Dog Tanyan?
All for one and one for all.
See, okay. This is all old people stuff that I don't understand, so I'm just staying out.
Hey, great. One day you'll have sex.
I don't either.
Great. What's your most? What's your favorite games console? Why? I know you barely played games consoles, but you must have had one.
The only one that I like was, and I'm trying to think, was
his first gaming console was
the original Nintendo that you push the carts in and close the lid. Which one was that?
The NES.
Yeah, that's the only one that I ever played that I like.
Don't lie, your first console was Spinning Top.
You had the Atari. You played Pong in it. You told me you played Pong.
Yeah, that weren't his though. That weren't his. But his first one was Spinning Top. You know where you had the little wooden pointy round thing, and you spin it, and then you'd get like a whip, like a stick, with a piece of leather string, and you whip it, and you have to make it spin round. That was his first console.
You're talking about a video game or a real top?
See, he's talking about a real version.
A real top is different. I threw a few of those.
So we got all the favorite. What's your favorite games console, people? We know Rossi's, it's the GameCube. I'm the Mega Drive. You're the SNES and you're the NES.
Wow. Nikon. NES, my first console was the Wii. Grew up where it stuck with me. Sacked. That was the worst console.
Wii, can't sack him. He's just not old enough.
Wii is the it sold the most consoles.
I don't care. Smashed the most TVs ever. As well, didn't it?
It was so inevitable. I can't say that word.
Innovative.
That's
you're
it. Thank you.
You're making stuff up now.
It's his accent, isn't it?
This is why I asked. I said, is this it? No, that's Irish. You're getting mixed up again. Potato! I've lost my train of thought.
Yeah, well, I'm going to carry on from your train of thought. Wii Fit. What is the worst thing you've ever done in your life? Buy this little thing that you step on, and then they give you all these different things to do.
And all you do is
just step on and off of it. I've got three Wii U's there. I've got three Wii U's just sitting there that you can see it in the background.
The Wii U is shit. The Wii U is shit, yes. The Wii is not shit. Come on. It changed the game, man, completely. Emotion control. Come on.
Nah.
How can you slag it?
Didn't like it. There was only one game I really liked on it, and that was Sing It, I think. And me and my missus, when we got together and she was pregnant with the twins, we'd sit in the bedroom and we'd sing it. And I'd get like world records for singing on it. It was pretty cool.
You can't
sing a world record.
I can actually sing very, very well, but you just never heard me.
You cannot. You're terrible.
I promise you, I can sing really well. Obviously, I can't sing at this volume. I need to sing loud.
Next time we go to any game of fan or whatever, I'm going to see how well you can sing, Bobby.
All right, we'll do a karaoke. Watch, I'll smash it.
I'll grab minerals to see how high you can go.
You can touch my little balls. I don't care.
We had a chance to go on karaoke, and you just was like, oh, I can't be bothered waiting, and went off.
Yeah, because it was 3 o'clock in the morning, and there was about 100 people in front of us.
Excuses.
And I'd been awake for like 4 days, just pissing around.
If you want live music, it's Curly that has to do it, because he plays Zelda and other gaming themes on the piano, and he is brilliant.
Yeah, he is really good. Right, hey, you know what?
Nikon UK said Nintendo shut down the Wii U and 3D servers about 2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
Wow.
This is the way it is, man. What can you do?
So does that mean Wii U's obsolete now then? For my games
online?
No, it
means they're worth more money now.
You can't download new stuff from the store, which is fine. It's fair.
Your units are going up in price.
So what if I've got games on there and they're not installed?
Sell them on eBay.
No. Well, if I've got the Wii U here and I've bought the games, but they're not installed on the console, I can't bring them down again.
No, you have to download them. Yeah, you have to download them. Yeah.
Can I download them though?
Well, the servers are going to already died, so you can't do that anymore.
So I can't bring them games down.
Uh-oh.
No, you can't download the games, but the games are already on the disc. So with the Wii, it didn't have the download feature to it. The only time you would ever download.
Oh, Wii, not Wii U. He says Wii U.
Oh, the Wii U servers are down as well, but the Wii U, you can't really download anything to it. Anyway, it runs off the Wii.
The Wii shot a while ago. Wii U.
What are you talking about? My
recent...
Wii U there, all my games are on the hard drive on it.
Oh, you're fine then. You're safe. You're okay.
No, because I haven't installed them. They've bought them, but they're not downloaded.
So you're screwed then. Yeah. Download while you're too late now.
I will take that to Nintendo and I will chuck it through their window.
Wait. Nikon UK has an answer for this. He says you can use third-party servers.
Can.
There's one called Pretendo. I like
that's
that.
That's a pretty good name.
That is
that's a work in progress.
That's a work in progress because they're about to take it down and take them to court.
really quickly before we do head off, because it's a little notable news story as well. You know how Hans hates Sony ponies, as he calls them. Looks like Sony's about to change things forever when they're going to bring trophy support to PC. So literally when you play a Sony game on your PC, what they'll do is they'll bring up, it's not a launcher, Ross, I thought it would be. It's actually an overlay for the game. So slowly but surely, the Sony fanboys are going to get even angrier, man.
Hans has been on the Discord just winding everybody up. If I see, I don't really follow PlayStation, but from what I can see is PlayStation have had all exclusives for all this time, which everybody was like, oh, it's coming to us first. And now it's done a full flip. And now it's like everything's coming to PC and they're weaning out the actual console.
Yeah, if they do that, there's no point of Sony even releasing a console at that point, because the only reason why they release it.
That, Ross, what they'll do is what they've been doing recently, and it's a smart...
They'll build a Windows-based PC box.
They'll never release the game on PlayStation and PC at the same time. That's cannibalizing sales. They'll bring it out on PlayStation first and wait a minimum of a year and then bring it out, and they might get double-dip sales.
Yeah,
I mean, it's their right, Greg.
Yeah, they can do that. But what I'm saying with the trophy system is, like, who really cares about trophies? Because that's like the worst system.
Thank you, Ross, because I was saying to these boys the other day, and I was saying to Trev, it's all about the Xbox achievements, but it's not nothing about the PlayStation trophies. No one cares about the trophies. And he was like, yeah, they do care about the trophies. I'm like, they don't. It's all about Xbox achievements.
Even Steam has better achievements than the trophy system.
I wouldn't even bother with the Steam ones. There's a million on each game.
Yeah, but at least you can still see the percentages, where you can kind of see the percentages on the trophies, but it's just like, oh, this many people got a platinum trophy. But there's no set scale for a platinum trophy. It's like, oh, you can get a platinum trophy for doing this thing, completing the game with one arm tied behind your back, or you can get a platinum trophy for just going to this point over here. It's like, what is
a platinum trophy? Yeah, but this is the thing, though. I think where the problem lies with the trophies is you've got gold, platinum, bronze, or whatever it is, trophies, but you can't just add that up to someone. So if I came to you as a PlayStation user and I was like, oh, what's your score on Xbox? 100,000? You know straight away I'm in front of you, yeah?
Yeah.
But if you get that, I've got 15 golds, 2 silvers, and a bronze. What have you got? Well, I've beat you on bronze.
What is that? Exactly. I could play way more games, but I could be way lower down. It's like a weird scaling system that doesn't make sense.
You notice how Trev switched off? Look.
Yeah.
He's not having it.
I know how you can get all the trophies you want on PC. Just download a save file. You got them all.
Oh, my God. I'm just going to go out and tell everybody. So what Gray's new trick is, everybody, because he's a professional gamer.
Here we go.
As a professional gamer, what he keeps doing is he keeps downloading people's save files and playing games at the beginning, already at the end of the game.
And then he watches
the credits, and then he tells us all about how he's played the game, finished it, and reviewed it. He's a fake.
We covered all this last podcast.
He's a sellout, fake.
Great. Is it free or did you pay money for it?
Oh,
free.
Oh, we're going down that road as well. Where's he get his games from anyway?
We can't say. It would incriminate the podcast.
You know what? Horizon Forbidden West? I bought that game.
There's no incrimination here.
Let's just say that she's fit.
Yes. That's other games, but not Horizon. But yes.
Right. Anyway, with that, all knowing that Gray's a real crook, that brings us to the end of the podcast. I'd like to leave them thoughts with you that you all think he's a professional when he's not. We'll see you all again soon. Thank you everyone for joining in.
I was early trained by Nick.
Goodbye.
I don't want to set the world on fire. I just want to start a flame in your heart. I have but one desire, and that one is you.